This public hearing is called to order. It regards a purchase and sale agreement with the Debbie International Boarding School Society. Today is Tuesday, March the 28th, 8:55 a.m. The purpose of the meeting is to provide an interested person with an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality with regards to its intention to enter into a purchase and sale agreement with the Debbie International Boarding School Society for the sale of municipal lands identified as PID number 7010589 and formerly known as the Mill Village School property for a sale price of $1. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. A, opening remarks. One, every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. Two, a person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. Three, this meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of orders as well as Borneo's rules of order. Four, the floor is now open for comments. Would any member of the public like to speak?
I would like to speak. My name is Albert Knock. I live in Mill Village.
Thank you, Albert.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for having myself here today. Mill Village is a nice little community, and area and other people who find it that like it, we agree. But if one thing I would like to say, our heritage should be saved in Mill Village. I'll start with the Davis Lumber Company, the Charleston Pulp Mill. There's so much history in Mill Village, and I'm wondering if these people with their proposal on the school, if it would be placed in that school for us guys to display some of the stuff that's in Mill Village. I have a document here, Mr. Mayor, that soon be 100 years old, and this should be protected and preserved. I shouldn't even have, but I took interest in it years ago, or it would have been in a garbage can, eh? And this is quite a remarkable document right there, too.
Mr. Knock, if I may interject, I'm very certain that your knowledge and your experience in the past historical significance of issues in Mill Village are very important to all residents and to the region of Queens. Those are potentially details that I think can be worked out with the Debbie International Boarding School should the matter proceed. We're here this morning particularly to discuss the ramifications of a sale of $1 as required under the Municipal Government Act. And I would suggest that your issue is very worthy for discussion, but more so at a more appropriate time than this public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Knopf. Any other members of the gallery would like to speak this morning? I'll ask for a second time. Any members of the gallery would like to speak? And the third and final time this morning?
I will.
Yes, Mary Coon. And if you would provide your name and address, please.
Mary Coon, Albert, former resident of Mill Village, but now we live on Church Street in Liverpool.
Thank you.
And just a very general, small comment from myself, my husband, Marcel, and there's a few of us, a small group who represent the Davie International Boarding School Society. That's a mouthful. I appreciate very much what Albert is saying, and our neighbors in Mill Village, in fact, the house we lived in, it's a small detail, but our neighbor was born in that house, so we heard a lot about the history of the village from him. And Albert was one of our very kind neighbors, actually, in the village. And just a small note that we very much look forward to trying to create something that will be a benefit, not just to the students that we hope to encourage from the round, from around the world, but to the community itself. And we wouldn't have considered Mill Village, Nova Scotia, of all places in the world, if we didn't know it to be a place that was very gentle and welcoming. Of course, very beautiful. And it's with great respect, actually, that we thank not just the residents of Mill Village and Charleston, but Queens County for allowing us the opportunity to at least try. You know, we want to try. This is a venture that we hope will be benevolent and a happy one for everybody. That's certainly our intention. And certainly we want the students to be involved in the community life very much so. And we understand that for, you know, rural maritimes and international boarding school is not a typical use of a school which unfortunately had to close because of declining enrollment. Our own son went there. But we do promise and intend to be very forthcoming with all of our plans. And we look forward to a very happy, harmonious relationship with the Mill Village Charleston residents, as well as all of Queens County. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Coon. Any other comments from the public gallery? Hearing none, I will advise that councillors will deliberate on all the information and comments this morning, as well as any correspondence that may have been received on this issue. Having said that, I want to thank everyone for attending this morning. This hearing is now adjourned.